There's a documentary called Uncovered, The War in Iraq. It's in every video store that I've been to. It's all over the place. I'm sure it's near one where you're at. Again, nature of good and evil, truth and falsehood. Everybody's got access to this information, and it's easy to learn all the lies that brought us into this conflict were purposefully done to sacrifice American lives for corporate profit at the loss of the American soul. And of all the lies that brought America into this war to be sacrificed as the bad guys for no better good, the most blatant of them, of course, was the revelations through the National Intelligence Estimate, where you got the information that was provided to the Bush regime on the official stance of all the intelligence agencies put together, CIA, FBI, 10 of them anyway. And they all concluded the same thing, that Bush was your enemy. You know, you didn't get an opportunity to know what was in that intelligence estimate because Art Bell is a traitor to your nation. You know, he's on the weekend there, he's talking about, well, you know, if we'd kill innocent people if we have to protect our family. And you know, steal from them is what he was saying, you know. Well, yeah, that's what they're doing. And your gas prices are going up. You're deceived, my friend. You know, you can't get, nobody can get on there. He does his little propaganda spiels. He censors his calls. Why don't you try to phone yourself? You know, he knows. Bush killed all those Americans. Anyway, this National Intelligence Estimate. We can see the weakness. You know, all the facts are in what America's intelligence was regarding the Iraq question. And yet, you were forbidden to understand what their position was. And when it was learned months later, the top secret, again, top secret documents get revealed. It's old news. Who cares what the intelligence community of America was really thinking when Bush lied in their names and told you otherwise? To steal your life.
Bush administration resisted having an NIE, and then once it was out, selectively picked what was useful to their argument.
Most of their qualifications were simply filtered out.
The sanitization of the original estimate was not true to its real meaning. All the modifiers were dropped off.
It was a prosecutor making a case, using what benefited his case, ignoring evidence that would undermine his case, and there was no defense attorney to give us the other side.
And the end product used by policymakers, particularly in its discussion with the American public, were much more forceful than could have possibly been when originally written by CIA, DIA, or State Department's intelligence and research.
It was a bizarre warping of the intelligence process, and they thought they would be able to get away with it because who's going to see the classified version? Well, later, several months later, they released parts of the classified version. They thought no one would notice.
So this was not a case where the National Intelligence Estimate was driving the war. This was to provide an excuse after the fact.
The most troubling thing about the fact of the distortions and the misleading statements that Bush gave Congress is that it is a federal felony. It's a crime to mislead and distort information and present it to the Congress.
The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
So, but we can see, like, the game isn't that anymore. Like, his lies are open. He committed 9/11 with Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice, so we're talking about something else. Evidence is all in. Look at the presidential directive documents. Now, the problem is CBC and CNN... You know, they don't want to let us know as a community. They pirate our authority, and they smile and tell us all the good stories about what's going on in our community. And they won't support the police officers, the FBI, true FBI, you know, justice officers, maybe I should say. You know, because the situation for myself, if people can spend a few minutes to look into it, it's fearful in the way that it's like a comic book. People have a very hard time believing that I'm real. This, my story, is actually taking place. You know, I've talked about the relationship to chaos through my writing, what it is to be, you know, as I hate to tell you because you dismiss But, you know, it is in God's interests as a natural course of understanding to recognize ourselves as equals. And to comprehend that is not very difficult. But I come here representing myself as an individual in relationship to all things indivisible. I don't claim to be better than you. Truly, to measure ourselves as such is an illusion. It's part of deception. And I talked about the nature of evil also. It's the deceived disguise. I can say it really simple. It's only in your own interest as an individual that you would be interested to think through it, or try to anyway. I mean, you know, I've said things that I thought were kind of dumb and changed my position on later. But people who do evil things, essentially the true evildoers, like really, really evil people, like George W. Bush, he does it right in front of your face. There's nothing hidden. And that's the thing that's the part that people have a very difficult time with. You know, as it was said, you know, that audio that I just used, it's from a documentary called Uncovered, the War in Iraq, and it's exceptional, truly exceptional. One of the greatest documentaries ever made, because it's so, it just has all the information there concisely with the words of Bush, the demon Antichrist, Rumsfeld, speaking them to your face through the documentary. You see how their lies are just open. They're there. You know, it's against the law for Bush to lie to Congress. Who's going to try him, convict him, and execute him for those offenses? Who? I'm asking you to really, really think that through. You know, people will, the supporters of Bushite tyranny will say, well, no, the system will take care of ourselves if Bush gets truly out of line. But look, hey, there's doubt ever present. I think Bush isn't so. So let's see, what kind of stuff do you got? And it doesn't matter what it is. You know, the FBI, through their investigations, alleged through following a wire transfer of $100,000, state unequivocally that Bush's business partner, General Ahmad, A-H-M-A-D, funded 9/11's mastermind ringleader, Muhammad Atta. You know, it was reported on by ABC News. You know, Jim McLoveshki there at MSNBC News was provided the top secret presidential directive documents outlining the strategy to invade Afghanistan, dated September 9th, 2001. So we see that there's, the problem is something else. And it's got everything to do with communication. Okay, everything to do with communication. But you also have to recognize that people are very fearful of their fallibility and their weaknesses. Me too, I mean, in some respects. I'm not trying to say I'm very much different than the rest of us humans out here. But there's something else going on there. And I know for sure those that are most culpable of silencing our cries for justice through censorship are those that run CNN and CBC, because I've spoken to them personally. You know, Eason Jordan, for example, although I haven't called him in a while, and he resigned now. But there's an example. Like, from my perspective, I have his personal cell phone number. You know, 9/11. You just pretend that those voices aren't real. You know, what is in his mind to play "It's not our interest to defend ourselves as equals"? You know, they're fearful of standing up proud as a true American patriot in support of freedom for the nation by getting the guys who perpetrated 9/11.
They assess risk.
You talk about a mushroom cloud. How much more imminent threat could there be?
Why was the skepticism left out of the public white paper of the
CIA? Many
of
us feel that the evidence so far leads only to one conclusion. What has happened was more than a failure of intelligence. Was the result of manipulation of the intelligence to justify a decision to go to war.
Secret societies have their own rules, and secret societies generally don't feel an obligation to openly and democratically communicate.
Prime Minister Blair has set up a similar commission in Great Britain.
Yeah.
His is going to report back in July.
Right.
Ours is not going to be until March of 2005, 5 months after the presidential election.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the American people have the benefit of the commission before the election?
Well, the reason why we we gave it time is because we didn't want it to be hurried. This is a strategic look, kind of a big picture look about the intelligence gathering capacities of the United States of America.
I think every president should have kept on their desk the statement, the carved statement that Harry Truman had, the buck stops here.
And so as we have perceived, the still getting away pension thievers. They got the cash. Enron, they stole your grandmother's money, and the cash is sitting in the Cayman Islands right now. It's still sitting there. Cayman Island officials came to the hearing and said, well, listen, we'd like to help America and let you know your billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars that were stolen. It's a complicated crime. I know nobody's explained it to you yet. But whatever, the accounts are right here. Feel free to get back your stolen money. No, 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 Republicans, shut up, man. Who asked you to come here and speak anyway? Whose side are you on? What are you talking about? Shut up. You know, it's like Chalabi. You know, Chalabi told us, he informed the American soldiers that someone was going to blow up the UN. You know, none of these guys made any effort to tell us about it for some reason. Some reason. You know, and what was Sergio talking about that day? Oh, innocent people being tortured, man. As enemies of God and America, they think they're going to hide behind my flag. You know, they go, yeah. Well, if we ever get on television and they ask us about it, we'll tell them we're fighting for freedom. As enemies to America, they lie to steal your life, your savings, progress. To bring us back to a time in history that many people are well aware of. Because this has happened many times in the past. Last occurrence of an action such as the demon Antichrist has taken today can't be near pondered back in time no shorter than 1079. 1079 is the last time, Gregory the Seventh is the fellow, is the last time that anybody's actually played the game Bush is playing. And his game is of the simplest nature. It's the simplest thing. He gives you no evidence. And yet people go, yeah, well, that's your opinion, John. Thanks for that. But yeah, okay, well, I'll think about it. But no, that's the thing, is there's no evidence. He gave you zero to implicate bin Laden for 9/11. He gave you zero, you know, he'll make up allegations, said, but bin Laden did 9/11. Well, how did he do it? That's too far. You've looked too far now. You know? And it's the controls at CNN and CBC, these corporate Nazi fascists. You know, well, most of the people that work there are great people, but I'm telling you, that in my particular personal circumstance, I mean, I have true Bushite that are trying to push me to get into federal penitentiary. They want to incarcerate me by abusing our justice system. They know the crown, two crowns know. You know, they know they're fighting to protect. You know, they might not think of him as the Antichrist. They're, you know, you can't say that they're, you know, they're going to go the distance. But they know that he committed 9/11. They know he murdered all those people in New York City. The two crowns do, for sure. They're part of my case. They know the FBI allege that his business partner funded the mastermind ringleader and that he had the plan. And look at what they do. They push to have me incarcerated for a very long time on bogus charges, knowing their gamble, of course, is that you as a listener, you won't make an effort to help me out, and that's unfortunate. And I try to tell you that my rights I'm fighting for are your rights too, but people go, no, you're trying to take advantage. Why should I see you succeed? Why should I put in any effort to help you out? What have you ever done for me? You know, I get a lot of that. But their gamble is that you won't. You won't make an effort at all. And all, what would it take? Well, somebody from Los Angeles phones CGOB here in Winnipeg. You know. And look at how I lost my radio program. You know, one single complaint from a kid that's about 19, 18, 19 years old. He says I'm anti-Semitic. He'll sue the radio station because of what? He wouldn't answer nothing. I gave him full rights. You take the show over if you want. Why don't you come up on and tell us, you know, what kind of, let's talk about your ideas of racism or intolerance, bigotry. You know, I'm the Jew's Jew here. Ariel Sharon is an enemy of God. He persecutes willingly, openly, purposefully innocent people to steal more from and be funded by the illiterate American taxpayer who, as doing as much, funds the murder of those they know to be completely innocent, would be Christ on the cross. And this is what he's doing. You know, he'll steal somebody's innocent home. But anyway, those are the things I talk about. Do you disagree that Ariel Sharon doesn't commit those crimes? Do you disagree that he, you know, it, should we not murder innocent people in California just to teach Californians a lesson next time a murder takes place? Because that's what Ariel Sharon does all the time. Says, oh, the peace talks are over because there was a crime committed over here. Now we're going to bomb your little village here and kill people indiscriminately, destroy your farmland, steal your homes. He continually does this. He commits the crimes he says he's so outraged against. But he's not truly outraged against them, is he? If he was, why would he commit those same offenses? Of course, they're always worse. You know, and that's what makes him so unbelievably freaking evil. And so there's no Jews in the military either. If you're Jewish and you live in Israel and you say, well, I disagree with stealing from innocent people. All people are created in God's image. And Jew, Christian, atheist, whatever, I don't feel right victimizing innocent people to steal from. So you go to jail in Israel. They put you into prison. Their prisons are filled with Jewish people. That's what their prisons are. You can't say that. You go to prison. You know, you have to take a gun in whatever it is when you're 17 or 18 years old, getting out of high school, and you have to go and victimize the innocent and steal their money for Ariel Sharon. And if you disagree with that, you go to prison. And every Jew disagrees with that. Every Jew who owns a gun would, again, there's no religion amongst any of them. If they believed in God, they'd be fighting for the Palestinian cause. You know, but they're filled with the same hatred that the Nazi forces had against the Jewish people of our world. They go, oh, yeah, those are the Palestinians. They don't deserve this. They don't deserve that. We got to blow up their hospitals and steal all their medical supplies and stuff because they're no good. You know, they have that. And that's what Hitler counted on to run those gas chambers. You know, but people don't understand, and likely Bush doesn't understand, but his motivation is criminal. He knows what he's doing is evil and ungodly and un-American. But he figures, oh no, look at all, this is what it means to be powerful. You take as much as you can from the American people. That's what freedom's all about, buddy. You know, and so much of America is all centered on that. You know, why not do trade with slave labor countries? Get rid of any conditions that they have to obey human rights law. You know, and that's what a Republican is. Wolfowitz is going to head up the World Bank now, Wolfowitz is. The World Bank, man. You know, there are so many amazing, unbelievably talented people that work at the World Bank. But they have no authority. They have no power. It's the game they play there is very difficult for people to understand if you spent no time to try to do as much. But listen, the World Bank, the 50 years, all they do is screw people over so they can steal our virtue. And it's not about money. It's about control and power. I think there's ultimate power and absolute control. Well, it isn't until your fucking brother learns about it. You know, and he has to come down here and teach some things I thought most people were supposed to be completely up on now. Why do I have to go back to this evidence requirement to convince yourselves of something? This isn't so complicated, but look, my friends, the problem, it seems, And people go, I don't want to support Johnny. It's not supporting me. It's you're supporting yourself by demanding true justice in this world. Bush uses no evidence to form his verdicts that he executes people over. You know, people say to me, they go, John, don't say that. You can't get so crazy about it. Just talk about talking about it. Talk about reading about it. Don't talk about taking action, man. We're not used to that. Let Bush slaughter all those innocent people. Whatever. Who cares? You know? Like America. Who cares about your neighbor? You know? I don't care about the freedoms of people who live in my city being deprived. As long as I can get a good fucking take on the whole matter. Like, man, how can I get in the in crowd so I can profit off of this situation? You know, and the neighbor says the same thing about him. Bush comes in and kills them both. Kills them both. For what? Not fucking smart enough, man. And you're supposed to be. You're supposed to know. Look, if he makes an allegation and he's using no evidence, he's fucking trying to con you, man. He's trying to con you. For what, man? For what? To sacrifice your life, American Patriot Warrior. But that was a good movie, okay? But, you know, listen. What we need to do is we need to restore did 9/11, man. Okay, we have to get serious with it. You have to say, hey, life is weird. There's all kinds of things to laugh about. And get jovial regarding. But listen, we have to understand this evidence thing, okay? You know, Bush used no evidence to get into Afghanistan by blaming Bin Laden as a terrorist while then closing criminal investigations. Now, rewind this. If you didn't understand what I just said, rewind it. Play over and over. Meditate on it. You know, until you understand what I'm saying. You know, it's not a theory. That's his story, and he's sticking to it. Right? You know, on Tim Russert told us about all the action, working diligently to close criminal investigations, asking other people to side with him, hiding their intention, I guess, right? Get a lot to Bush and Cheney pushing other people. Yeah, do what we're doing here. Push to close these investigations. Yeah, shut it off, man. Shut it off. Inquiring minds want to know. Can't let that happen. Can we? Otherwise, what? Well, we'd have to look for intelligent people. That's what we'd have to do. Wow, who's this guy? He sure does have a strange sense of timing, doesn't he? But let me say, life can be fantastic. You know, there are things, there are potentials. You know, I'd spent, when I first came upon this mode of thinking, man, you know, it's like heaven is not so fantastical if we actually understand a little bit more about what is true, what is not. Our conscious minds are of our existence, which is not separate from anything, and those forces are also what we could say is eternal. You're never ever going to have a time where you understand it all completely. So the fascist dream of complete control never happens. Where do they go? Right? You got to be committed to the freedom of others if you want truly freedom for yourself. Really. That's like, you go another way. The karma thing is not only just the karma thing. It's the forces of nature. It's cause and effect. But a lot of times people go, okay, some other American gets screwed over, but it won't be me. I'll avoid that. You watch, entirely. You know, and their neighbor says the same thing. Let some other stupid guy get sacrificed. I'm going to make a killing on this fucking scam.
We found the weapons of mass destruction. We found biological laboratories.
Everybody knows that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction.
I have reason, every reason to believe that the intelligence that we were operating off was correct.
No question, we have said that Saddam Hussein possesses biological and chemical weapons.
We know where they are. They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north. Somewhere.
All this will be made clear in the course of the operation for whatever duration it takes.
Are you confident that you'll also find weapons of mass destruction?
I believe we will find evidence of the programs of chemical and biological weapons, yes.
How about the actual weapons?
Well, I just don't know. Let's wait and see what the team that's over there.
Actions continue with our new exploitation teams that have been brought in.
We will in fact find weapons or evidence of weapons programs that are conclusive.
It is somewhat puzzling, I think, that you can have 100% certainty about the weapons of mass destruction's existence and zero certainty about where they are.
Do you agree? And does it matter whether or not you
find
those weapons?
We might ask the Prime Minister that. We won't be proven wrong.
This is a process that takes some time, and it will ebb and flow.
One thing we know is that he had a weapons program.
I don't know anybody that I can think of who has contended that the Iraqis had nuclear weapons.
We believe he has, in fact, reconstituted nuclear weapons.
But on the specific issue of weapons of mass destruction, it's going to take time, and we're going to have to be patient.
For time, the truth will come out.
Now, it's going to take time to find anything because they've had...
People will find that we presented a solid case, a case that is there and was there and will remain there.
So it's going to take a period of time to find the people. I don't think we'll discover anything myself.
Still thought that 3.5 months for new inspections was a rather short time before cooling day. And especially when we now see that they say, the U.S. government is saying that, look, you have to have a bit of patience. You know, these things take time.
I believe that... We will find the truth, and the truth is he was developing a program for weapons of mass destruction.
I think what will happen is we'll discover people who will tell us where to go find it.
You're not going to find it simply in a house-to-house search. You're going to find it when people start to talk to you.
It is not like a treasure hunt where you just run around looking everywhere hoping you find something. I just don't think that's going to happen. The inspectors didn't find anything, and I doubt that we will.
Are people going to find out the truth? And the truth will say that this intelligence is good intelligence, no doubt in my mind.
What we will do is find the people who will tell us. There are a lot of people who lie and get away with it, and that's just a fact.
He has not developed any significant capability with respect to weapons of mass destruction. He is unable to project conventional power against his neighbors.
We are able to keep arms from him. His military forces have not been rebuilt.
Is U.S. credibility on the line over weapons of mass destruction in Iraq?
I'm not exactly sure what that means.